Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Isagro Results as of December 31st, 2019 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Baside, President and CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. I thank in advance the people who kindly are joining this conference call, and I will try. No, we'll try. I feel committed to provide a picture as clear as possible about where we stand. First of all, let me say that I'm very sorry for the very bad results of 2019. These have two origins. One is, if you wish, located in the year, and it refers to the reduced level of sales, which is linked for about, in terms of margins, for about two-thirds, no, something less, for about six, about 60% to lower margin from products and services sold, and about 40% to lower margin generated by the mid long-term agreement we have been making in the past years. The lower product sales are associated to two components. One is permanent, the other one is just a contingent. The permanent one is related to two mixtures of tetraconazole with two different active ingredients of third parties who are not sellable any longer in Europe. The other component is linked to something which is transitional, lower than expected sales in the States and Italy with two key customers, and this is partly already recovered in the current year. But what is really very, very and conclusively clear with 2019 is the unsustainability, which we have already declared in the past, of our business model based on the historical capability of carrying on discovering new organic chemicals, molecules, and developing or co-developing them. In terms of capability, this is out of question, and the evidence, the latest evidence, strong evidence, is the agreement reached with FMC, communicated yesterday, whereby we shall sell all our interest in the fungicide fluindapyr, co-developed with FMC, to the same, at a price which proves the quality of our discovery and the capability of developing it. This is the turning point. This is the conclusion of the history of 27 years during which we based such a model on what I mentioned before, discovery and developing, co-developing of new molecules. One reasonable question is, but why did you wait for this year to discontinue something which clearly in the past years was progressively showing to be not sustainable any longer financially? The answer which I provide is very, I think, very clear. In order to extract value from the last molecule, we had to complete the work, and we couldn't divest the branch of activity which carries on the activity of discovering and developing new organic chemicals, not new products, new organic chemicals. We couldn't discontinue it until we had completed the development of the product, which yesterday we communicated, we are selling. Not only for the value of the product, and it is proven, but also because we had to keep alive, keep running the branch of activity in order to find, and this is the case now, parties interested in exploiting the capability of this branch of activity to generate potential values. Why potential values for a third party, which is not a value for Isagro? Because to extract the values, you need to have at least one of two conditions. Better two, both, but at least one. What you need to have is to be capable, to have the capacity and capability of manufacturing the new active ingredient discovered and developed. The other asset which you need to have is to have distribution organization. If not in the whole world, at least in a good portion of the world. You may miss one of the two, but if you are like Isagro, who doesn't have the first one, capacity, structure to manufacture a new active ingredient, and doesn't have, even more important, the distribution organization, then if you don't have at least one of the two, the level of financial resources, which now, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, were necessary, if you don't have that, then, and you have only to live on the margin, which is the supplier margin, not being the manufacturer, you simply cannot economically have results such to justify the huge investment in the development. This is the case of Isagro. So, in order to complete the development of Flintapin and to keep working or alive the branch of activity, we had to go ahead until the beginning of this year. We have reached the agreement to divest Flintapin. We are negotiating for the possible divestment of the branch of activity which I qualify as the one carrying on discovering and development of a new molecule. These two actions, particularly the one completed, of course, in terms of magnitude, coupled with the one implemented at the end of last year, the divestment of Isagro-Asia, will jointly, have, because it's only a matter of implementation. In any case, will all together generate the financial resources required to implement the change of a business model, which means to keep assuring, providing agriculture, all agriculture, not only the biological agriculture, all the whole agriculture, with solutions to protect crops against diseases, against enemies of the crops, capitalizing on what we have left in our portfolio of chemical products, plus the important position we have in copper, plus the area where we shall grow, biosolutions, with what we have, and more importantly, with what we can buy, acquire, with the resources we have and are generating through the divestments I mentioned. Of course, this makes sense under the condition that on a parallel basis, while identifying targets for acquisition in the buy solution, which we are doing, on a parallel basis, we give a substantial answer to the critical point of the current lack of equilibrium between the resources generated and the level of expenditures we have. And 2019 has been the clearest evidence of this imbalance. So we have to rebalance this, which means to reorganize ourselves, unquestionably, but in the frame of a relaunch of the company in a new business model, which, I repeat, implies what I said before, to complete the generation of value by divesting product things which we can't do any longer, one, by rebalancing by reorganizing the company and identifying and carrying on acquisitions, selected acquisitions in the buy solutions. In this way, all this has to be implemented within the current year to be ready to start fully balanced and relaunched on January 1, 2021. This year, whatever we need for what I said is covered largely by what we have done and incrementally by what we still want to do for what I said before. In the meantime, we are confident that, contrary to last year, what our sales will go better in comparison to last year will be, let me say, will go, in spite of certain negative events, will certainly not be lower than last year, and perhaps giving some positive surprises as the first months of the year are clearly showing, and this will be discussed and represented in 2 weeks' time when we present the first quarter results. But clearly there is a focus on the commercial activity. The company is changing shape from basically R&D-based company into a sales-driven company, capitalizing on its culture in R&D, refocusing it on the bio solutions. And I repeat for the last time, utilizing the cash generated by the values obtained, recognized with what we have done already and what we are doing to finance the new business model. I'm confident about that, but we have to prove that what I'm saying are facts, and that's what our management is determined to do. And this is what we are currently working to do. In terms of details, in terms of key data regarding 2019, the loss is very high, 14 million euros. It is generated by a very significant reduction in the sales and even more in the margin, which goes down by 10 million and half, out of which 60%, as I said before, for lower margin from products and services sold, and the balance 40% for lower revenues and margins from middle long-term agreements. These are the two this is basically the difference compared to the marginal positive result of last year. In addition to this, there are some, reserves we had to make, but basically what I said, we have spent more money in R&D to complete what I said. So these are the numbers from an economic for the P&L, which closes with 13.9 million loss. And from a financial standpoint, because of the sale of Isagro-Asia, we have a reduction of the net financial debt, which goes down from 45 million at the consolidated level to 30 million, which you will read as 34.4 because of the introduction in 2019 of a new accounting principle, which I have difficulties in understanding. Certainly, I don't agree on it. Well, which is not money to be returned, but capitalized commitments of payable, long-term payable rents, we are requested to show as a debt. So, but it is not money to be returned. In any case, we improved by 15 million the net financial debt. We didn't have at the end of the year any financial problem. The problem was economic, and the answer is what I said so far regarding what we have done and what we are doing, and the work will have to be carried over within 2020. Of course, we expect very good results in 2020, because contrary to the divestment of Isagro-ACE, which generated an important capital gain in the holding company Isagro-ACE S.p.A., but not at a consolidated level, because during the past years we had incorporated the positive results of Isagro-ACE. Or contrary to that, for the period we sold, the 30 million before taxes gain, extraordinary gain, will be reflected both in the holding Isagro-ACE S.p.A. and in the consolidated. Clearly, this will bring whatever we do in terms of exceptional, extraordinary expenses to implement the reorganization I mentioned on equality conceptually before. Whatever happens, we shall end up, obviously, with a very positive year-end economic result, plus having, before acquisition, having a cash, a situation where we have cash and no debt, or at least a positive net financial position, not... Okay. Thank you very much. This is what I wanted to convey, coupled with the strong determination of the company to be successful as we have been in the past, having abandoned the historical business model and entering into the new business model, where we hope we shall be able to bring into this new model, where we don't have any handicap in the size as we had so dramatically in the old business model, and the way we hope that our basic scientific culture will play a role to succeed in the new business model. I stop here, and I shall be very happy with my colleagues who are connected to answer questions, if any.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Mark Webb with Quaero. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Firstly, congratulations for selling a second asset at a good price. So I'm looking for a sort of fairly simplistic reply to an understanding of, after the sale of this second asset, what is the net cash position of Isagro? And then to understand rough idea of the restructuring charges which we're likely to see for what's left of Isagro. And if you can then help us understand what the new Isagro will look like before acquisitions, i.e. the net cash, how much sales you've still got on tetraconazole, and how much sales you've got in the other businesses. Thank you.
Thanks for the question. Of course, once we shall have cashed the 55 million, so by the end of September, this is the date which we consider a realistic deadline, around, as order of magnitude, a cash surplus around 20 million. To answer the first question. Second point, the whole acquisitions, of course. Second point, I cannot give an answer regarding what could be the cost of a reorganization. What would be very important there is a difference. Fluindapyr, we sold it, okay? The branch of activity, which is, I would like to be to go into the hands of a party able to extract value from this extraordinary capability our team has to generate a new product, will have to generate additional cash for us, whilst contributing to the rationalization of the structure, because obviously the branch of activity has been having every year a significant cost. So by divesting it, you have a one-time cost advantage, one-time financial plus, and you have an annual saving, okay? But this is not done. So once we make an agreement on that, I will be more precise. In any case, it's something which I have to declare not marginal, but sometime certainly something which will fully manageable, fully sustainable, and in any case such that we will, under any condition, end up the year with a significantly positive bottom line result. The number is a delicate matter. I cannot give you the number, but I repeat, it will be different based on what will happen with the action underway regarding the branch of activity. And I'm sure you understand why. Okay. The last question was referring about the chemical products which remain, the tetraconazole, if I remember correctly. Well, the tetraconazole is expected to go, well, to reflect in 2020-21 the expiry of the two mixtures. It's another bit reduction, but it will be more than offset by the growth in other some products of our current portfolio, by solutions and copper particularly. What I can say is that an important game will have to is underway with regard to the future of tetraconazole in Europe. But in any case, tetraconazole has an important future at the worldwide level.
Okay, but can you give us an idea of roughly what sort of sales were generating at tetraconazole? And I seem to remember it had a good level of profitability. So to understand whether the fall in sales will impact the fixed cost base and impact profitability, and to give an overall feeling for in 2020, what would you say would be the change expected in terms of sales from the remaining businesses of tetraconazole, copper and biosolutions? How are they likely to do this year in terms of sales, EBIT and net profit? I mean, we do appreciate that there's going to be a big capital gain on the bottom line, but just want to get an understanding what the three businesses are actually doing, excluding the extraordinary item.
You are referring, you mentioned tetraconazole, but you mean all the portfolio or just tetraconazole?
No, all the portfolio of the three businesses, three main business families that you're keeping, how are they doing in 2020? We got three indications from your communique that the first quarter has started well. How?
Excuse me, include by solutions, I mean the entire portfolio existing today.
Yeah, everything you're keeping.
Okay. All right. Order of magnitude for 2020 is that we shall be, in spite of a reduction of tetraconazole, around 5 or 6 million. Overall, we shall be at least in line with last year. So we shall recover.
So five, 6 million at what level?
Sales led. Much less, about 1 million at the margin level, because the product will go down. Is a portion, not a high margin. But what is important is that we expect having the same volume, the same level of sales. We expect to have a better margin. This is something which is very, on which I'm extremely confident also because, as we shall announce 2 weeks from now, the first portion of the year has started showing increases versus last year. This is the result.
I'm not sure I understood your figures. Can you tell me, I didn't understand what the 5-6 million were. So could you tell us what the total sales you expect roughly of the continuing businesses for this year, how they change compared to last year, and what happens at the profit level before extraordinary items? Thank you.
Last year we sold with the existing portfolio, which remains as it was, 100 million euro last year. I told you that this year we expect to sell not less than last year, in spite of a reduction in tetraconazole. With regard to margin, we expect better margin. With regard to the bottom line result, I'm sorry, I can't give you numbers because this will depend upon putting aside the extraordinary items. It will depend on the speed of the reorganization.
Okay, thank you very much.
Most welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by one. Mr. Basile, the next question is from Henry Ilgart with Quaero. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I just had one question. I mean, given that this is an extraordinary environment that we are going through, and congratulations on the capital gain that you're going to show, but could you help us understand how the business is operating today? I mean, what have you had to do in terms of reorganization as a result of the coronavirus lockdown? Can you just help us understand what you've done?
I thank you for this opportunity, and I will also add a comment to all our shareholders, which and you are one of the shareholders we care for significantly. We have been in this dramatic situation. At least we had the good luck of belonging to the so-called agro food, whatever, I don't know how you want to call it, but we have never stopped 1 hour to work. Our factories have been 100% operational. Of course, smart working, but that's not your question with regard to what is not manufactured. So we have never discontinued. That's, otherwise, we couldn't have achieved, as I told you, a significant, for the time being, increase in turnover compared to last year. So this is okay, and this is expected to continue. if you ask me what could be the impact at a worldwide level, since we supply customers on a worldwide basis, I should only give the stupid answer, only if people decided to or decide or cannot eat as they are eating today, we would suffer. Otherwise, probably the last commodity which is cut is food. But this is not a brilliant answer. But we don't have any indication of a negative impact. I cannot exclude anything. It's beyond any control. But I don't have any indication, any evidence. The difficulties we had were operational, transportation, logistic, and our management, whom I congratulate publicly, was able to overcome. We had to put all the locations in a very safe position. So these were the difficulties, but they are overcome, and they have not determined any negative impact in terms of manufacturing. So that's why I'm very happy with the team who is engaged in this thing. So this is the answer is very clear. No negative impact yet. I don't have any evidence, any indication of prospective negative impact. What I would like to add is this. To all our shareholders, as if in this moment all shareholders would be listened to. If we succeed in what we are determined to do, and it is now almost in our control, almost. The most difficult pieces were the first two carried out. India, Isagro-Asia, and Fluindapyr. Of course, two good assets, otherwise they wouldn't have been valued. Of course, without doing anything, we have not solved any problem. But these two divestments will be followed in our very, very determined action by the completion with the third one and last one, which is to find the right house where the generation of new discoveries will have to be placed, recognizing the value of the branch, assuring continuity to our branch, including people, to continue to do their fantastic work. This is what we are working at, and I'm confident, very confident. By doing that, what remains, and I consider that in our control, is to find the right targets to acquire. I don't have them in the pocket, but all we have to do is not to make mistakes, but we shall have the financial resources to do it. Not a dramatic size, but we have to grow also with these acquisitions. And of course, the last one is to get reorganized in an effective and efficient way. This is in our control, okay? That's why I feel now confident in saying we can play the game. Should we not be able to play the game, what I can assure you who raises the question indirectly and whoever else is not listening to me now, but to everybody, we are not going to see months going eating the cash we have generated. Which means that the alternative to be successful in the new business model is to have other ways to give satisfaction to our shareholders. And I hope this is clear. Of course, there is no one is obliged to believe that this is serious, but I declare this is extremely serious. Consequently, the shares value certainly reflect the history of the last years, certainly does not reflect what we intend to do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the questions.
Mr. Basile, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you very much again. And we'll get in touch 2 weeks from now. Thank you.